Good evening from the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff University in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. The North College Defenders come into tonight's women's contest 6-4 overall, 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff 4-3 overall. They stand 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are receiving votes in the most recent NAIA coaches poll, which was released yesterday. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the playing surface at the Newman Flanagan Center, Reinacki Court. Seated just off to the left of dead center as I look down at the BC at center court. North College and Briarcliff completing their warm-up paces. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a look at the matchup between these two teams right after this. The Briarcliff women have built their 4-3 record this season. They've won two of their last three games. They took wins over Doan and Dakota Wesley, and they took a loss to Concordia. Five of Briarcliff's games have been decided by 10 points or less. The Chargers are averaging 67.9 points per game and allow 62.1 points per outing. Chargers are getting out-rebounded by a 38.1 to 37.6 margin and convert 39.9% of the field goals they attempt. Opponents are making 37.9% of their field goal tries. The Chargers force 22 turnovers per game, commit 16 of their own. Briarcliff ranks number 10 nationally in turnover margin at 6.5 and number 19 in steals per game. They have changed their game plan somewhat from past seasons in that they don't play pressure basketball all over the floor. They will play more of a half-court style defense. It sounds like they have gone to a 1-1-3 zone defense predominantly, and that has been successful thus far for them with that turnover margin of 6.5. The Chargers feature a balanced attack. 10 players are getting action at least 6 of the games so far this year. Jesse Korick scores 12.3 points per game and gets to 3.9 rebounds per outing. Maddie Murren is good for 9.3 points per game and has made a team-high 13 three-point baskets. Sloan Masters converts 9 points per game and she averages 5 rebounds per contest. Kaylee Blake and Lexi Henschke average 8.4 and 7.3 points per game. Henschke is successfully converting 61.8% of her field goals. Cork averages just over 3 assists per game. Shantae Williams comes off of the bench for over 2 assists per contest. For the North College women, they're 6-4 overall this season. They're still looking for their first win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule. They've got losses in the GPAC to Mount Marty, Doan, and Midland. Dort's lone loss outside the GPAC was a 2-point decision to Dakota State. Dort's last GPAC loss was a 1-point decision last week Tuesday against Mount Marty. York College is converting 77.8 points per game. They allow 68.6 points per outing. Craig Steensma's team gets 47.5 rebounds per game, and they allow 41.4 per contest. Dort is also converting 40.5% of the field goals it tries. They give up 35.6% shooting success. The defenders have committed 210 turnovers to 192 for opponents. The defenders also make 36.5% of their three-point tries and allow 29.2% success. The defender women are number 5 in defensive rebounds per game with 33 and in total blocks with 44. The defenders also rank number 9 in blocks per game at 4.9 and 13th in rebounds per game with 46.9. Abby Chapman's scoring average is 15.3 points per game and her rebounding average is 3.9. She makes 35% of her field goal attempts and averages between 2 and 3 baskets per game. 2 and 3 assists per game, I should say. Paige Engber's scoring average is up to 10.2 points per game. She's made a team-high 28 three-point baskets. That includes a school record 7 against Bethany Lutheran on Monday night, tying a school record. Micah Hull's scoring average is 9.7 points per game. She grabs 8.9 rebounds per outing. She has 37 block shots and 18 steals this year. Robin Blunt's average is up to 8.9 points per game, and she gets 4.6 rebounds per game. Cassidy Vredeboat is good for 8.1 points per game, and Kim Cruz was scoring 9.5 points per game before an injury sidelined her after the AIB game back on November the 11th. She was taking down a team-high 12 rebounds per game as well. It appears that she will play this evening. She is in uniform and has gone through the warm-up paces. She practiced yesterday, and from what I understand, that went well. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with starting lineups right after this. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for the North College Defenders, they will start number 21, Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 5.9 points per game. Abby Chapman's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 15.3 points per outing. Number 23 is Ashley Williams. She's a 5'9 freshman from Lawton, Iowa, averaging 3.9 points per game. Micah Holst is a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 9.7 points per game. And Paige Engbers is a 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 10.2 points per outing. Off the bench for Door College, we anticipate seeing Tegan Manis, Kim Cruz, Robin Blunt, Cassidy Vredevoet, and Shady Yeager. Blunt and Vredevoet are averaging 8.9 and 8.1 points per game, respectively. Cruz is at 9.5 points per outing. Manis and Yeager are at 3.8 and 3.1, respectively. Manis is a freshman, Cruz is a sophomore, Blunt is a junior, Vredevoet is a freshman, and Yeager is a sophomore. For the Briarcliff Chargers, they will start number one, Jesse Korick, a 5'7 junior from Esko, Minnesota, averaging 12.3 points per game. Maddie Murrins, a 5'7 senior from Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 9.3 points per outing. Sloan Masters is a 5'10 senior from Elbert City, Iowa, averaging 9.0 points per game. She wears number 24. Let's pause for our national anthem. Continuing on then with the starting lineup for the Briarcliff Chargers. Number 32, and that is a player actually that was not on the, did not play in the most recent outing. And I believe that will be Katie Schulte, but not positive on that. And number 33 is Heather Haber, a 6'1 senior from Takeman, Nebraska, averaging 4.3 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I beg your pardon, that's Shante Williams. Shante Williams is the fifth starter, 5'7 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 0.4 points per game. So it is Williams, Korick, Murren, Masters, and Haber. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with the opening tap. Dort College and Briarcliff women's basketball right after this. Well, we've got to go back and amend the starting lineup for Briarcliff. You take Haber out, you put Snoozy in. So Snoozy's a 6-foot senior from Lincoln, Nebraska. She averages 6.5 points per game. She'll be jumping center against Micah Holst. Opening tap is up. Darren Berg tosses it into the air. The Dort College defenders control the opening tip. Briarcliff in that 1-1-3 zone defense. Pass goes left side over to Angbers. From what I remember watching this defense, it's not one that's used much at the college ranks, but in the high school ranks, saw it several times when I was broadcasting back in the Lakes Conference. Spencer Boyes relied on it heavily, and to beat it, you had to reverse it several times, get that defense to overshift. That time, Dort College unable to do so. Briarcliff gets the rebound, and they bring it back the other way, and Maddie Murren gets an open layup and a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College trailing. Coming up with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman goes to Newman. Newman on the right elbow, unable to control it. Powell taken away by Snoozy. Snoozy's pass deflected. Picks it back up, gets it over to Korick. Korick with the basketball. Korick gives it up to Williams. Williams out front. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Charger basketball, Murren. Murren with it in the right corner. Murren comes back over to Snoozy. Snoozy with it on the wing. Round the horn they go. Left side over to Kira. Korick. Korick with the basketball. Korick passes right side. Murren. Briarcliff very controlled on offense on this possession. 7 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Step back three. Blocked by Chapman. Rebound taken away by Yeager. Here comes Dort College and Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams up the floor, and we've got a hand check called on Jesse Korick. Korick whistled for the personal foul, her first. 18:39 left to play in the first half. Let's see if Dort College gets a better possession out of this one against the zone defense. Looks like a straight 2-3 right now. Pass goes to Holst. Holst back outside Williams. Coxon fires a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound taken away by Masters. Masters up and running with it. Passes across the timeline to Williams. Williams dumps it underneath to Snoozy, but Snoozy is fouled on the play by Micah Holst. Holst is whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Free throws on the way for Snoozy. Snoozy, 9 of 14 the season for 64% success. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van Inkelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. First free throw is good by Snoozy. Another one on the way for the 64% free throw shooter. High Archer drops it straight through to the bottom of the well. Briarcliff leads it 4-0. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Ashley Williams. Defenders trailing by four. Williams passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Newman. Newman has it tipped away. Here comes Briarcliff off and running. Murren gets it ahead. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Micah Holst, and Holst has just picked up her second personal foul on the layup attempt by Jesse Korick, and Korick will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewijk is a broker. First free throw by Corrick is good. Second one is good. And the defenders trail 6-0. Dort College has yet to get a good possession against this zone defense applied by Briarcliff. Left side pass over to Angbers. Angbers, Williams. Williams top of the key into the middle of the lane. Newman. Newman with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes back right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman fires it back through the middle of the lane. It's taken back by Williams. Williams gets it into the corner. Chapman. Chapman, three, no good. Fails to draw iron. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Back over to Newman. Newman, three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Jesse Corrick. Corrick with the basketball. Corrick dives in, passes it off, left side over to Snoozy. Snoozy with 4 points, and she gives Briarcliff an 8-0 lead. 8-0 our score. Chargers have the basketball, and they have the lead. Coach Craig Steensman needs a timeout to talk things over. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College exhausts a timeout with 17:20 left to play in the first half, trailing 8-0. Coach Craig Steens may use a 20-second timeout. The Dort College defenders into their offensive set, 8 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Pass out front, Williams. Williams, Angbers. Angbers, three. Got it. Angbers hasn't cooled off yet. She hits 7 3-pointers against Bethany Lutheran. She gets Dort College on the board. They trail 8-3. They dump it down low, though, and Snoozy turns. He's got 6 points, and Dort College has to find a way to counteract Snoozy inside. Newman with the basketball on the left elbow. Ball's taken away. Chargers come up with the basketball. Robin Blunt's going to check in at the next break. Shady Yeager also checked in at the last break for Micah Holst. Masters passes right side. They get it over to Murren. Murren into the right corner. Charger basketball. This is Williams. Williams kicks it back outside. Murren. Murren with the ball. Left side. Corrick. Corrick puts it on the deck. Into the lane. Drives hard with the right hand. Fires it off the glass. No good. There for the rebound. And the putback, though, is Snoozy. And Snoozy has 8 of her team's 12 points. Briarcliff leads 12-3. 12-3 our score. Williams on front. Passes back over to Chapman. Chapman right side to Angbers. Angbers comes back to Chapman. Chapman right side. Angbers. Angbers to Williams. Williams driving right hand. Tries to dump it inside to DeAger. It's taken away on the help defense by Sloan Masters. Masters fires it ahead to Corrick. Corrick loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Blunt and Cruz check in. Chapman and Newman check out. Paige Angbers will inbound the basketball. Dort College trailing 12-3 here. 15:49 left to play in the first half. With the basketball left side, they go over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball back to Blunt. Blunt out front, Williams. Williams to Cruz. Cruz moves it back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Dort College has to figure out a way to attack this zone. Shady Yeager has her player sealed inside. Robin Blunt instead passes to the top of the key. Lexi Henschke with a lay-in, but we've got a foul on the rebound called against Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal, her first. And the Briarcliff Chargers will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. The hoop, that is. Briarcliff in their home white jerseys, blue numbers trimmed out in gold. Dort College in their road blacks with white numbers trimmed out in yellow as well. Briarcliff inbounding the basketball. They get it dumped in, and a short pass to Kaylee Blake, and Blake with a two-point bucket. Dort College in danger of getting blown out early, 14-3. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz out front, Angbers. Angbers over to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Jump stop. Wraps it around to DeAger. DeAger off of the glass. Good. Dort College aggressively takes the ball into the lane that time. And Blunt was able to dump it off on a bounce pass to the left block to DeAger. DeAger gets the short shot. Back the other way. Briarcliff shot. No good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. DeAger over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Ashley Williams passes left side, Angbers. Angbers to Blunt. Blunt puts it on the deck one time. Back over to Angbers. Angbers on the left wing. Backs it out. She comes back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams to Angbers. Ball fake. Comes back to Williams. Williams into the lane. Kick out pass, Angbers. 9 seconds to shoot. Now Cruz. Cruz in the middle of the lane. Her short jumper is off the glass. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 14-7. Pass into the front court with a basketball. Left side. Briarcliff, they work it out front to Henschke. Henschke with the basketball. Henschke to Haber. Haber passes to number 11. That's Mackenzie Shipley. She's appeared in three games so far this year. Pass goes down low. Layup attempt is up and good. And Henschke makes it a 16-7 ball game. Briarcliff out of the chute quickly here. College has to find a way to keep pace or slow them down, one or the other. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. No, it's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Tegan Manis checks into the ball game. Checking out is Williams. Briarcliff basketball, Madison Kirsch. Kirsch with it out front in between the circles. Dort College still in man-to-man defense. Dort College trailing 16-7. Henschke goes left side to Blake. Blake to the curl cut. Haber. Haber's shot no good. Rebound taken down by Angbers. Angbers ahead to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz with it out front. Cruz passes it off. Gets the return pass right side Manis. Manis on the wing. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz back to Manis. Manis left side Cruz. Dort College has not found a way to penetrate the lane consistently. Robin Blunt puts the ball on the floor from the free throw line, and she travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Briarcliff. Angbers is out. Vredevoet is in. 13-18 remaining, first half. Briarcliff 16, Dort College 7. Madison Kirsch for the basketball. Kirsch hands it off to Shipley. Shipley goes right side to Henschke. Henschke to Kirsch. Kirsch to Haber. Haber on the left wing. Haber gives it up to Shipley. Mackenzie Shipley looking for some of the pass to, and she is fouled on the play. That's team foul number 4 on the defenders. Well, I've been doing this long enough now. I remember the first time through with Mike Powers, coach of Briarcliff. He's, I believe, in his fourth year back at the helm of the Chargers. You never know from game to game who's going to see the majority of the minutes. Kaylee Blake gets the shot inside. She's got 4 points. Briarcliff leads at 18-7. A couple of players who did not see time in their most recent outing, who've only had two or three games played to their credit, are playing this evening. One of those is Mackenzie Shipley. The other, Katie Schulte. Cruz with the basketball out front. Dort College trailing 18-7. Cross-court pass taken by Manis. Manis to Cruz. Cruz with it, and a reach-in foul called on Madison Kirsch. Kirsch whistled for her first personal foul. And wholesale changes for Briarcliff. Five in, five out, so a new platoon of players. Tegan Manis will throw the basketball in for the defenders after we have a timeout. Dort College calls their second timeout of the basketball game. 12:23 remaining in this half. Briarcliff 18, Dort College 7. Back with more after this. Dort College has used their second timeout. They have 4 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. With the basketball is Manis, and Manis travels with it at the top of the key. Another turnover by the defenders, and the Briarcliff Chargers will get the basketball back. Sloan Masters will inbound the basketball. Masters gets it into Williams. Williams with the basketball, dribbling with the left hand. Pinned on the sideline by Kim Cruz. She gets it inside to Snoozy. Snoozy in danger of a 3 seconds call. She fires it outside to Masters. Masters right-handed layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt into the front court for the defenders. Blunt passes it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Picks up her dribble back to Manis. Manis for the basketball. Manis dump it inside for Kim Cruz. Cruz trying to dive to the basket, and she is tied up on the play by Sloan Masters. Jump ball, alternating possession. It is Briarcliff basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Jesse Corrick with the basketball on the left side. Corrick passes it over to Masters. Masters on the right wing. Masters gives it up to Corrick. Corrick on the right side. Corrick looking for the dump down low. Gets it in to Snoozy, and Snoozy is called for a charging foul. Charging foul called against Snoozy. And the Door College defenders trail 18-7. 11:25 left to play in the first half. Briarcliff on defense. Door College brings it into the front court. This is Manis. Manis on the left side over Blunt, and the pass is taken away. Masters. Masters with a steal, and they get it over to Corrick, and Corrick is hacked on the arm by Abby Chapp, but there are free throws on the way for the Briarcliff Chargers. 11:14 remaining in this first half. Door College trails 18-7, pending two free throws for Corrick. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Door College Bookstore, located in the Door College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Door College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Corrick is 4 for 4 from the free throw line as she makes both charity tosses. And the Door College defenders trail 20-7. Robin Blunt in the lane is whistled for a travel violation. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Chargers. Briarcliff has it, leading 20-7, nearly halfway through this first half. Shantae Williams with the basketball goes to Snoozy. Snoozy, unable to handle it. It goes between her feet, out of bounds. Door College will get the basketball back. Blunt is out. Newman is in. Cruz, Vredevode, Williams, and Chapman on the floor for the defenders. Murren and Corrick along with Williams, Snoozy, and Masters on the floor for the Chargers. Newman with the basketball. Kicks it outside to Williams. Williams, right corner, back over to Cruz. Cruz, they get it high post to Vredevode. Vredevode drives in. Missed it, but a foul on the play called on Sloan Masters. Sloan Masters whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. And Vredevode will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Cassidy Vredevode. Well, when Dort College has gotten the ball into the lane, good things have happened. Unfortunately, they have not been able to do that consistently so far. 10:41 left to go in the half. Vredevode makes the first free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Vredevode makes both free throws. Two teams combined are 8-for-8 from the charity stripe. Dump it down low. Shantae Williams unable to control the rebound. Misses the shot. Kim Cruz unable to control the rebound. The ball bounces off of her knee. Out of bounds. It is Briarcliff basketball. Chargers will throw it in. This is Shantae Williams throwing the ball in. Williams gets it in over the top to Corrick. Corrick with the basketball. Corrick in between the circles. She's got her on the right side. Corrick hands it off to Murren. Murren about 10 feet up on the right baseline. Gets it in to Snoozy. Snoozy shot no good, and Snoozy's called for an over-the-back foul. Snoozy with 8 points and two fouls now. We'll see if Coach Mike Power sends her to the bench, and he will. Kaylee Blake will check into the ballgame. Snoozy will check out. Door College coming back the other way with the basketball. This is Williams. Ashley Williams gets it. Left side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman at the free throw line. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Fires it for Vredevode. Ball's a little too low, and a pushing foul called on the defenders. And Cassidy Vredevode. Vredevode unable to control the pass. It was down around her shins. Sloan Masters came away with it, and Vredevode gets called for a foul from behind. She gets called for a push. The officials tonight, Darren Berg, Brian Ryken, and Chris Ehlers. Into the front court with the basketball is Williams. Williams over to Masters. Masters in between the circles. Masters goes high post to Kaylee Blake. Top of the key, three, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Long rebound came out to Newman. Newman gives it up to Cruz. Cruz ahead to Vredevode. Vredevode unable to reel it in, and another turnover by the defenders. It is not a stretch to say Dort College has more turnovers than points here in the first 10 minutes and 20 seconds of this contest. They've had difficulty against this zone defense by the Chargers, but yet the Dort College defenders just a couple of stops and a couple of buckets away from being right back in the thick of this one, trailing 20-9. Pass comes top of the key, Corrick. Corrick to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams gets back over to Masters. Masters hits a three. That's her first basket of the night, and Sloan Masters makes it a 23-9 Briarcliff advantage. Pass intended for Newman, tipped. She gets it back. Pass back to Williams. Williams shot in the lane, no good, but she is fouled from behind. It's foul number 6 on the Chargers. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Emily Newman. Newman, junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, looking to toss it in. She gets it in over the top to Williams. Williams comes back over to Angbers. Angbers to Newman. Ball's tipped, and last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Paige Angbers to toss it in. Angbers passes over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams left side over to Angbers. Angbers with it on the wing. Picks up her dribble. Comes back right side over to Williams. Williams is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Lexi Henschke, and that's her first. Team foul number 7 on the Chargers. So Dort College is in the bonus. Ashley Williams will shoot a 1-1. Over crosstown at the Tyson Event Center, the NAIA National Volleyball Championship happening at Tyson Event Center. Got some GPAC teams involved. Midland, Northwestern, and Briarcliff all playing this evening. We'll update you on those scores throughout the evening. Second free throw is up and good by Williams, so Williams makes them both. And the defenders lead trail, I should say, 23-11, but they get two and they give up two. Kaylee Blake, wide open layup, split the defense, and got the short shot to go. Dort College trails 25-11. 25-11 our score. Pass goes left side over to Chapman. Chapman jumper no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers with the basketball. Murren. Murren across the timeline to Masters. Masters with it at the top of the key. Left side, Shante Williams. Shante Williams wants a screen. No, she lobs it down low instead to Blake. Blake dumps it underneath Murren. Murren shot no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Hulst. Hulst playing with two personal fouls. She's getting her minutes now. And another travel violation called on the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders on defense with the basketball is Henschke. Henschke feeds it off to Maddie Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren passes it left side to Shante Williams. They dump it down low. Shot is up and good. Kaylee Blake spins on the block, and the post players for Briarcliff have 18 combined points. Snoozy with 8. I beg your pardon, Snoozy with 10. Blake with 8. Dort College basketball, Williams. Williams runs, throws up the runner, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. One and done for the defenders. Dort College down by 16, 27-11. 7:28 left to play, first half. Left side pass goes over to Masters. Masters with the ball. Sloan Masters, step back three. Righty shot, no good from the left wing. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Micah Hulst. Over to Williams. Williams gives it up to Angbers. Angbers back to Williams. Williams right side Newman. Newman with the basketball on the right side. Emily Newman with the basketball. Newman goes back over to Angbers. Angbers gives it up to Chapman. Chapman, Newman. Newman jumper 10-footer straight on is good. Emily Newman with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 25-13. 25-13 the score. Briarcliff basketball leading by 14. 6:44 remaining in this fast-moving first half of basketball. Masters throws it high post. Henschke. Henschke hits the three. I beg your pardon. Kaylee Blake with the 2-point bucket. She was inside the ring. 27-13 Dort College. Beg your pardon, 29-13, Dort College down. Chapman in the lane, dumps it underneath for Hulst. Hulst layup, good, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Foul goes on Kaylee Blake, that's her first. Dort College trails 29-15, pending the free throw. So Dort College with an opportunity to cut into the lead. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Micah Hulst makes the free throw. A three-point play for Michael Holst. And the North College defenders trail 29-16. 29-16, our score. The defenders trail. Barcliff basketball. Pass goes right wing. With it is Summer Gordon. Gordon kick out pass out front to Henschke. Henschke 17-footer off the heel, no good. Rebound is controlled by North College and Chapman. Chapman into the front court. She goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz driving in and a blocking foul called on the Chargers. Foul's going to go on Gordon. Summer Gordon whistled for her first personal foul. Thus far, North College charged with 14 turnovers in this half. North College 5 of 11 shooting. Briarcliff has gotten off 22 shots. They've made 11 field goal attempts. Both teams are perfect from the free throw line. A combined 11 for 11, now 12 for 12. Kim Cruz makes the front end of the 1-1. Sophomore from Hull with another one on the way. North College trails 29-17. Second free throw is up and through. 29-18, North College down 11. All that being said, North College is still, as I said earlier in the half, two stops and a couple of made field goals from being right in the midst, thick of this again. Summer Gordon passes it off to Alex Fuller. Driving layup attempt, no good. Rebound tipped and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kim Cruz. She and Summer Gordon fought for it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Fuller will throw it in. She gets it into Gordon. Gordon passes out front. Briarcliff basketball. Mackenzie Shipley with it. Six to shoot. She puts up the 17-footer, misses everything. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by North College. Beg your pardon. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be North College basketball. North College bringing the basketball up. North College out rebounding Briarcliff thus far 10-9. Right side pass comes to Angbers. Angbers to Chapman. Chapman lob pass down low of Vredevoet, and Vredevoet is fouled from behind as Summer Gordon got under her. Summer Gordon whistled for her second personal foul, and Vredevoet will go to the free throw line where she has made 80% of her free throw tries so far this season. So Vredevoet to the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw, no good. That's the first missed free throw by either team. Up to that point, North College was 5-for-5 from the charity stripe, and Briarcliff was 6-of-6. Second free throw by Vredevoet is up and good. So Vredevoet makes 1-of-2. And the North College defenders trail by 10, 29-19. Fuller with the basketball, fakes the pass down low, goes over to Haber. Haber gets the return pass at the top of the key, comes back right side to Fuller. Fuller with the basketball, dumps it over to Shipley. Shipley to Fuller, 12 to shoot. Pass down low is tipped and controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, North College with a chance to cut the lead down under 10. Pass right side, Chapman. Chapman nearly banks in a three from the wing. Rebound taken away by Kaylee Blake. Blake's dribble stolen by Cruz. Cruz does not have the numbers. Cruz comes back over to Newman. Newman, left side Chapman. Chapman off the dribble, and Chapman's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation charged to the North College defenders. Abby Chapman caught the ball and put it on the deck, but got called for the travel. Shante Williams will check in. Haber will check out. And we have 6 Briarcliff players on the floor. Now they'll get the correct Briarcliff lineup on the floor. Checking out is Kaylee Blake. And the Chargers throw it in. Chargers with the basketball. Bringing it up is Williams. Shante Williams passes right side to Maddie Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren comes back out front. Morgan Hansen. Briarcliff leading 29-19. Williams will launch a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound taken down by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim will take it across half court. Nearly travels with it. Picks it up. Comes back over right side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman over to Ingbers. Ingbers back to Cruz. Cruz fakes the pass down low. Now it's Ingbers on the wing. They go to Newman. Newman with the basketball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Cruz into the lane. Fires it into the corner. Newman. Newman tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff with the basketball. Dort College still bothered by turnovers, averaging nearly a turnover a minute so far. Get that under control, and you've got a chance. Sloan Masters posting up high post. Reversal to Williams. Williams kicked into the corner. Murren. Murren, three. Good. Matt Murren with 5 points. Dort College trails 32-19. Pass deflected. Taken back by Briarcliff, but no. Step on the sideline as Lexi Henschke comes away with a loose basketball. They call her for being on the sideline. It's Dort College basketball. They inbound. With it out front is Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Dort College playing catch out front. 3:10 remaining first half. Pass down low to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Her 15-footer missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Murren. Maddie Murren into the front court. Murren passes left side. Three on the way, no good. Left side three-pointer by Morgan Hansen from beyond the arc. Unable to find it. And the defenders trail 32-19 with the basketball. Newman. Newman over to Ingbers. Ingbers on the left wing. She dumps it down low to Vredevoet. Vredevoet tries to cross over. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball. Coming back the other way quickly is Hansen. Hansen with it. She goes right side to Williams. Back over to Murren. Murren shot off the heel. No good. Rebound controlled by Ingbers. Ingbers gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz goes left side to Newman. Newman back over to Cruz. Cruz to Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball. 2:10 remaining. Cruz goes left side to Newman. Newman into the corner. Chapman. Chapman will let fly with the three, and she hit it. Three-point basket for Abby Chapman, and the defenders trail by 10, 32-22. Right side pass, Chargers have it. Get the return pass to Shantae Williams as she cuts through the lane, and she is called for traveling. Well, if Dort College could get this down to a single-digit ball game before halftime, that in itself would be a victory. They've trailed by as many as 16. That was at 29-13. Since that point, they've outscored Briarcliff 9-3. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz passes right side. They get it over to Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt to Cruz. Cruz left side to Ingbers. Cruz now at the top of the key. 1:38 left to play in the half. Robin Blunt high post Ingbers. Kick out Blunt. Blunt back to Chapman. Chapman into the lane. Tries to dump it down low for DeJager. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball. Dort College on defense. Briarcliff with it out front. Murren. Murren sets up for a three, and she hits it. Murren got the pass back on the left wing, and Maddie Murren with her second three. She's got 8 points, and the defenders trail 35-22. Coming back the other way, Briarcliff. Briarcliff, long pass into the front court, Murren. Murren off-balance shot, too strong off of the glass. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball. They go left side over to Williams. Ashley Williams into the front court. Williams back over to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Williams. Williams free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound taken down by Williams. Williams has a block by Haber. Here comes Briarcliff and a reach-in foul called by on Shea DeJager. DeJager whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Morgan Hansen. Hansen shooting a pair. First one is up and good for Morgan Hansen. Hansen, a 67% free throw shooter. And just like that, Briarcliff's back up by 14, pending another free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. York College trails 37-22. With it on the right side is Newman. Newman reversal, Chapman. Chapman catches, fires a three, short, no good. Rebound, tie up. It'll be York College basketball. York College trails 37-22. Inbounding the basketball will be Robin Blunt. Blunt gets it in to Newman. Newman on the baseline. Emily Newman comes back to Chapman. Chapman drops it inside for DeAger, and DeAger is fouled on the play. Fouled before the shot, so she'll shoot two free throws. Foul called on Madison Kirsch. That's her second. So two free throws on the way for Shea DeAger. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. DeAger makes one of two free throws, and the defenders trail 37-23. Briarcliff basketball into the corner. Up with it is Hansen. Seven to shoot. She gives it back out to Murren. Murren driving on the right wing. Gives to a cutter. Layup, no good. Rebound tap, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Briarcliff 37, York College 23. This is York College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment.
Keep it tuned.
York College has trailed from the outset. Briarcliff took an 8-0 lead right out of the chute. York College got a three to get on the board from Paige Angbers. York College got down by as many as 16 at 29-13. Cut the lead down to 32-22. Briarcliff responded with five unanswered to go up 37-22. And Briarcliff leads at halftime 37-23. York College is led unofficially by Kim Cruz with 4 points. Briarcliff is topped by Kaylee Blake with 10. Molly Snoozy and Maddie Murren have 8 points apiece. That is the those are the unofficial leaders at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by C&A Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Have not received the official statistics yet at halftime. So we will go through what we have for unofficial numbers. For the Dort College defenders, well, now we have the official numbers. Dort College, 6 of 18, shooting from the floor. 33.3%, Briarcliff 13 of 32, 40.6%. Free throws, Briarcliff 8 of 8 for 100%, North College 9 of 11, 81.8%. North College is 2 of 7 on 3, Briarcliff is 3 of 9. North College is out rebounded Briarcliff 17 to 15. Turnovers, North College has been hampered by turnovers tremendously. 18 miscues by the defenders, 6 for the Briarcliff Chargers. York College offensively topped by Kim Cruz with 4 points, 3 for Abby Chapman, 3 each for Micah Hulst, Paige Ingbers, Cassidy Bredevode, and Shady Yeager, 2 for Ashley Williams, and 2 for Emily Newman. For the Briarcliff Chargers, they are topped by Kaylee Blake with 10 points. Maddie Murren has 8, along with Molly Snoozy. 2 for Lexi Henschke, 3 for Sloan Masters, and 2 for Morgan Hansen. Briar Cliff's top rebounder has two rebounds. That's Maddie Murren. Also with two, Heather Haber. And Molly Snoozy. Shantae Williams credited with five assists so far. For the defenders, rebounding, Emily Newman has three. Abby Chapman has two. Paige Ingbers has three. Micah Holst has two. Four different players have one assist each for the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with what's coming up on KDCR for the rest of the week. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 37-23, our score at halftime coming up this week on KDTR. More basketball on Saturday, and it'll be oh so good to be back in the gymnasium on Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men as Dort College takes on the Concordia Bulldogs at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Next week, Wednesday, Dort College at home with Dakota Wesleyan. And then a week from this Saturday, Dort College wraps up the Christmas portion of their GPAC schedule as they are scheduled to travel to Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos in a matinee performance 1 week from this Saturday. Dort College also with a game scheduled, a doubleheader scheduled 2 weeks from tomorrow, as they wrap up the pre-Christmas portion of schedule in a non-conference date with Martin Luther. Let's take a break and be back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the halftime scores from across the conference right after this. Halftime scores or some games already into the second half. Women's basketball. Doan leads Concordia 27-23. Early in the second half, Dakota Wesleyan leads number one-rated Morningside in women's play 37-33 at the Corn Palace. Midland leads Nebraska Wesleyan 35-20. And Northwestern is on top of Mount Marty 30-27 at halftime in Yankton, South Dakota. Volleyball action. Northwestern is even with Indiana Wesleyan, one set apiece. And I don't have any other reports from the NAIA National Tournament at this point. Just Northwestern and Indiana Wesleyan tied at one set apiece in that second pool play match for both teams. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. Second half action coming up in just a moment. Well, we jump into the second half a little bit earlier than I had anticipated, so we'll make the adjustment on the fly. Shantae Williams with the basketball. You haven't missed much. Briar Cliff inbound to the basketball. They dump it down low to Snoozy. Snoozy with the basketball gives it up. Murren. Murren in the lane. Murren, nothing there. Now Micah Holst falls down. She gets a shot off, and Micah Holst gets the rebound as she gets to her feet. Pass goes over to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman goes to Newman. Newman, middle of the lane. Her short jumper, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Holst. Holst put back good. Micah Holst with 5 points, and the defenders trail 37-25. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Jesse Korick. Korick gives it up Snoozy. Snoozy in the lane, and Snoozy is called for a charge. Charging foul called on Molly Snoozy, her third. And the Dort College defenders trail at 37-25. Snoozy is out. Checking in is Kaylee Blake. Dort College hanging relatively close despite the fact that they have given up nearly 20 more field goal attempts. Briar Cliff has converted. They've been converting well. But Dort College now attacking the zone defense much better. They get the ball middle of the lane to Emily Newman. Newman fires it to Micah Holst, but Holst has it tipped out of bounds by Briar Cliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane is Paige Angbers. Angbers to trigger it. Angbers throws it over the top and turns it over. Nobody touches it, so it will be Briar Cliff basketball from the point at which it was inbounded. Dort College trailing 37-25. Briar Cliff up by 12. Briar Cliff basketball, Shantae Williams directing traffic. Shantae Williams passes it right side over to Jesse Korick. Korick with it out front. Korick to Murren. Murren, they give it up down low, intended for Blake. Kick it into the corner Three-pointer no good from the left corner. Rebound, though, batted around. Missing the shot was Murren. Dort College finally corrals the rebound. That's Chapman ahead to Hulst, and Hulst gets called for a charge. Michael Hulst came down with it, took a step to the hoop, and gets called for the charging foul. That's her third. 5 points for Michael Hulst. She's got three fouls, so both starting post players have three fouls each. Briarcliff basketball, Kaylee Blake. Blake gives it up to Sloan Masters. Masters goes right side over to Corrick. Corrick with the basketball, backs it out, comes back. Left side, they go to Masters. Masters on the wing. Masters looking down low for Blake. Still has her dribble alive. Puts it on the deck. Takes it against Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams at the free throw line. Six to shoot. Kick out pass. Three on the way is good for Jesse Corrick from the left wing. 37 to 28 our score, Dort College. I beg your pardon. 40 to 25 our score. Get it on the right side of the ledger. Briarcliff opens up a 15-point lead, and the Chargers call the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more play here in the second half. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Williams with the basketball goes into the lane. Newman. Newman goes right side. They give it up underneath to Hulst. Hulst shot in the lane, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul on the play. Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line. Foul called on Kaylee Blake is her second. Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot her second and third free throw attempts. She's got 5 points. She is averaging 9.7 points per game. Free throw is too strong off the heel, no good. 40 to 25, our score, Dort College. Down 15. Another free throw on the way for Hulst. Hulst's free throw is up and good. So Micah Hulst makes one of two free throws. She's got 6 points. And the defenders trail 40 to 26. Right side with it is Murren. Murren dump it down low. They get it back outside. Three on the way. No good from the right corner by Shante Williams. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman a foot race the other way. She makes it all the way down to the right block. Has to turn. Comes back out to the wing. And the pass into the lane intended for Newman. And getting in front of her was Maddie Murren. She tapped it away. And Newman trying to get to the basketball. Ran through Murren to try and get it. And she is called for the foul. Williams is out. Cruz is in. On the floor for the defenders, it is Engbers, Newman, Cruz, Hulst, and Chapman. Shante Williams with the basketball. Goes right side. With it out front is Corrick. Corrick back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball gives it to Masters. Sloan Masters with the basketball. Masters, finally a senior, one of those players who it seems has been around forever. Ball taken away by Chapman. Here comes Dort College trailing 40 to 26. Cruz right side, Engbers. Engbers to Newman. Newman on the block. Nothing there. Newman fires it back out front for Cruz. Cruz dumps it off for Hulst. Hulst gets her own rebound back. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Micah Hulst shooting two free throws. Dort College down 14. Free throw coming here for Micah Hulst. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Micah Hulst now with 7 points. She's the only player to score here in the second half for the defenders. Briarcliff has a three-pointer to their credit here in the second half. Hulst's free throw is off the heel and it bounces through. Micah Hulst now with 8 points and the defenders trail 40 to 28. 16:39 left to play, first half, our ball game. They pass it down low to Snoozy. Snoozy working against Hulst. Both players playing with three personal fouls. Chargers have the basketball over to Henschke. Henschke gives it up to Haber. Haber to Snoozy. Snoozy comes back right side. Three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. Letzke Henschke with it, and we've got a travel called on the Briarcliff Chargers and Jesse Corrick. Dort College will get it back on the turnover. So Briarcliff struggling a bit with turnovers here in the second half. And the defenders have a chance to cut the lead down to 10 or 9 with a made three. Engbers with the basketball. Page gives it left side over to Newman. Emily Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up to Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman right side Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. No. Long rebound, tipped out, and it's down on the floor, picked up by Hulst, but Hulst is called for sliding on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. York College leads, trails 40-28. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Dump it down low for Snoozy. Snoozy working against Hulst, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Snoozy. Snoozy kicks it back outside, down to the baseline, working her way in is Henschke. Reversal, left side, three on the way, good. Three-pointer for Morgan Hansen. She's got five, and the defenders trail 43-28. Coming back the other way is Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman left side to Newman. Newman short corner, Hulst. Hulst fires it out front, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball on their end of the floor. Hulst that time tried to reverse it back outside and overthrew the player near midcourt. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Chargers have the basketball. Out front with it is Molly Snoozy. Snoozy gives it up. Shot in the lane. No good by Morgan Hansen. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Long pass into the front court. Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Gives it up to Hulst. Hulst shot in the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball. Coming up with it is Hansen. Down to the baseline. The fadeaway jumper by Korick is good. She's got nine. And the defenders trail 45-28. Briarcliff with their biggest lead of the game. Back-to-back buckets by the Briarcliff Chargers. They lead it by 17 after Dort College had it down to 12 not that long ago. Foul on the perimeter called on Jesse Korick. That's Korick's second. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC in the community, and by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borenson's.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Pass comes into Robin Blunt. Blunt gives it up DeAger. DeAger shot in the lane, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Briarcliff and Molly Snoozy. Snoozy with the basketball, gives it up to Hansen. Hansen across the timeline. Hansen looking down low, ball tipped and taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the ball, gives it up to Cruz. Kim Cruz with it into the front court. Kim Cruz to Chapman. Chapman back to Cruz. Cruz right side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet cross-court pass is tipped and taken away. Steal by Henschke. Henschke layup good. Let's see Henschke with 4 points, and the defenders trail 47-28. Bounce pass down low, DeJager. DeJager blocked on the play, but it goes out of bounds. Trying to save it in was Morgan Hansen, but Hansen didn't establish herself inbounds, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 47-28, inbounding the basketball is Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet throws it into Blunt. Blunt in the lane, and she is fouled on the play by Summer Gordon. Gordon's been a foul magnet tonight. My guess is she's played about 3 minutes, and she's got three fouls. Robin Blunt to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Fortunately for Dort College, they have shot their free throws relatively well. They are 12 for 15 thus far from the charity stripe. And Robin Blunt misses the free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Robin Blunt. 13:52 remaining in the contest. Junior from St. Paul misses the front end, knocking it off the front end of the rim. And the Dort College defenders bring the basketball. Dort College on defense. Sloan Masters with the basketball as she brings it up against the Dort College defense. Masters picks up her dribble. She goes high post. Gives it outside to Murren. Murren will put her on the floor hard with the left hand. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders and Kim Cruz. Cruz picks up her first personal foul. Free throws on the way for Murren. Dort College has had the gap down to a manageable 12 and 10 points on a couple different occasions, but right now lead blown up back up to 19 and make it 20 as Murren makes the first free throw of two attempts. Maddie Murren this evening, a 9-point outing. She's got another one coming, does the senior from Wahoo, Nebraska. She had 8 points in the first half. And now 10 points for the ball game. She's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Dort College trails 49-28. With the basketball is Cruz. Cruz goes right side over to Blount. Blount blow by move with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Over the top of the rim. Rebound taken out by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. She goes right side back over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline is Blount. Blount puts another shot up. No good. Rebound taken away by Gordon. Gordon gives it up to Masters. Masters will bring it up the floor. Sloan Masters in between the circles, dribbling with the right hand, working against Vredevoad. They dump it down low for Haber. Haber, backdoor cut, Masters. Masters gathers herself, up off the glass, good. Sloan Masters with 5 points. Dort College trails 51-28. This game is opened up, and Dort College turns it over. Shantae Williams with the basketball. Robin Blount checks in, out, I should say. And Newman is back in. Turnovers have been an issue tonight for the defenders, 23 already. That has translated into 14 more field goal attempts for the Chargers. Murren drives the lane, kick out Masters. Masters right side, goes short corner, baseline jumper is good for Lexi Hanske. She's got 6. Dort College trails 53-28. Right side of the basketball is Chapman. Chapman to Hulst. Hulst kick out. Cruz. Cruz 3. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Murren. Murren off and running ahead to Williams. Shantae Williams with the basketball. Drives in hard with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Hulst over to Newman. Newman ahead to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball up the right side. Cruz into the lane. Fires up the shot. Short. No good. Rebound controlled by Shantae Williams. Shantae Williams has the numbers. 3-on-2. Drops it off for Murren. Murren layup good. Maddie Murren with 12 points, and the Chargers right now in the midst of a 15-0 run. It was 40-28. It's now 55-28. Right side pass, Vredevoad. Vredevoad to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, and we've got a blocking foul called on Briarcliff and Hinschke. Steam foul number 4 on the Chargers. Foul number 2 on Hinschke. Ashley Williams will check in for the defenders. You've got two Williams on the floor right now. Ashley Williams for Dort College, number 23, a freshman from Lawton. Shantae Williams on the floor for Briarcliff, a senior from Lincoln. Another turnover by the defenders. Driving in is Sloan Masters. Masters gets the shot to go. Ashley Williams commits the foul. Foul charge to Williams. And the run continues for the Chargers. They lead 57-28, pending the free throw on the three-point play opportunity for Sloan Masters. Masters with 7 points, shooting for the three-point play here. 57-28, our score, Dort College down. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Masters. Checking into the contest will be Paige Angbers. So Masters with the three-point play. She's got 8. And the defenders trail 58-28. It's been a while since Dort College scored. Pass goes over to Ashley Williams. Williams to Angbers. Angbers back to Ashley Williams. Williams to Paige Angbers. Angbers trying to end the drought. Her three, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers up and running with it. Right side pass goes to Murren. Murren on the right wing. Pass down low to Haber. Haber to Corrick. Corrick in the lane. Corrick gets the return pass now from Murren. She's on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Lefty's three is off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and taken back by Maddie Murren. Briarcliff playing with more energy than the defenders right now. Out front with the basketball is Shantae Williams. Shantae Williams gives it up to Murren. Murren shot no good. Rebound is tipped, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Sloan Masters, I believe. Now that's going to go on Corrick. Corrick whistled for her fourth personal. That is team foul number 7. On the Chargers in this half. Looking back when the last field goal for the last score for Dort College occurred, that was at the 16:41 mark. So Dort College right now in the midst of a 6-minute drought. And Paige Angbers shooting a 1-1. Angbers' free throw is up and through. So Paige Angbers makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Angbers. 58-29, Dort College down. Pending a second free throw by the sophomore from Pella. And Angbers makes that one. Paige Angbers with a couple of free throws. For Paige, that's 5 points. And now we've got a foul on the other end called against the defenders. That goes on Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her second personal with 10:33 remaining. So Dort College gets on the board after that six-minute drought. Briarcliff basketball, left side, Lexi Henschke. Henschke goes into the corner to Shantae Williams, guarded there by Abby Chapman. Shantae Williams comes back right side, three on the way, bullseye. Lexi Henschke with another three, and the Chargers lead 61-30. Briarcliff on defense, right side pass. They go to Angbers, Angbers to Ashley Williams. Ashley Williams to Angbers. Angbers back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. High post Chapman. Chapman 15-footer, too short, no good. This Dort College offense against the Briarcliff defense just get in a little bit too much of a hurry. Lob pass over the top. Chargers come down with it. Shot no good in the lane, but Kaylee Blake will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So a free throw on the way for Kaylee Blake. She's got 11 points. 9:44 remaining in this contest. Briarcliff 62, Dort College 30. Another free throw on the way for Blake. Blake's free throw is through. 12 points for Blake. And the defenders trail 63-30. Coming up the right side with it, they get it over to Chapman. Chapman to Williams. Williams reversal over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball down to the short corner. Back over to Ashley Williams. Ashley Williams, runner in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff and Madison Kirsch. Kirsch with the basketball. Kirsch tries to fire it underneath for Kaylee Blake, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ashley Williams will check out of the ball game. Tegan Manis is in. Manis with the basketball, picks up her dribble, tries to pass it into Newman, and a foul on the play called on Katie Schulte. Free throws on the way for Emily Newman. This will be a 1-1. One in the bonus for Newman. Newman shooting the one in the bonus. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Newman. Newman, a 65% free throw shooter this season. She's got a second free throw on the way. And coach and the official, Brian Reichman, having a conversation now with Morgan Hansen after that step off. Second free throw by Newman is good. Dort College here in the second half has one field goal to their credit and seven free throws. 7 of 10 from the charity stripe, trailing 63-32. Briarcliff answering on the other end. A short shot by Kaylee Blake, and Blake has 14. And the Chargers continue to control this ballgame, 65-32. Manis goes right side Chapman. Chapman back to Manis. Manis to Angbers. Angbers, one of the few open looks she's gotten. And Paige Angbers hits her second three tonight. She's got 8 points. Dort College trails 65-35. Briarcliff basketball, Blake. Blake in the lane, her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. They get it over to Manis. Manis into the front court. Manis comes right side over to Chapman. Chapman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Tegan Manis. Tegan Manis, right wing. Pass deflected, picked up by the Chargers. Takeaway by Briarcliff. Long pass into the front court, taken back by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman on the right wing with it. Abby Chapman, bounce pass down low to Micah Holst. Comes back over to Newman. Newman to Angbers. Angbers one dribble to her left. Back over to Newman. Newman three, no good. Rebound controlled by Kaylee Blake. Blake into the front court. Blake comes back over to Henschke. Henschke with the ball. Comes back left side to Hansen. Hansen driving the lane, and Hansen is fouled on the play. 65-35, Dort College down 30. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Briarcliff in control of this one. First free throw, no good by Morgan Hansen. She's got another one coming. Over at the Corn Palace, number one Morningside on the ropes with Dakota Wesleyan. 60-59 in women's play. That's with about 6 minutes left to go in the contest. Second free throw by Hansen is up. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gets it to Manis. Manis with the ball. Manis return pass Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Looks like a 2-3 zone applied here by Briarcliff. Vredevoet passes back over to Manis. Manis shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out and controlled by Dort College and Newman. Newman back over to Manis. Manis with a free basketball. She comes back over to Chapman. Chapman fires up a three. It's good. Abby Chapman with 6 points. Dort College trails 65-38. 7:10 remaining. Briarcliff basketball. On the right side of the basketball is Schulte. Schulte to Mackenzie Shipley. Comes back to Fuller. Fuller with the basketball. Fuller to Hansen, and Hansen is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Chapman, I believe. Abby Chapman whistled for her third personal. 65-38, our score. So Hansen shooting a pair. And this one's up and good. Morgan Hansen with 6 points. And the defenders trail 66-38 with another free throw coming. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 67-38. And finally another free throw coming here for Morgan Hansen. This one's up, and she missed that one. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Morgan Hansen makes two of three free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting a three-point shot. Blunt comes back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up Chapman. Chapman with it down to the right side. Short jumper from 10 on the baseline. Not good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Robin Blunt. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 67-38, Briarcliff in front, 6:29 and counting, Charger basketball, Fuller, they dump it down low, shot in the lane, short, no good, rebound by Gordon, taken by Newman, Newman with the basketball, Newman gets it over to Kim Cruz, Cruz into the front court, Kim with the basketball. Cruz passes over to Chapman. Chapman on the left wing. Looks for Newman. Zone defense applied by the Chargers. Back over to Blunt. Robin Blunt picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Cut off. Comes back out front Newman. Newman back to Blunt. Blunt in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers coming back the other way with the basketball. Mackenzie Shipley with it on the right wing. Shipley picks up her dribble. Gets the return pass, gives it up Gordon. Gordon, layup good. Summer Gordon with her first 2 points tonight. Dort College trails 69-38. Emily Newman with the basketball. Now Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman on the right side to Blunt. They go down low to Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball back to Cruz. Cruz. Left side, Newman. Newman back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Get it down low for Vredevoet. Vredevoet shot off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers lead at 69-38. Pass down low, and it is over the top of the head of Mackenzie Shipley. It goes out of bounds. Michael Hulse checks into the ball game. Cassidy Bredevoet checks out. Robin Blunt checks out of the ball game. Checking in is Paige Angbers. 69-38 our score, Dort College. Down 31. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman, left side pass. Chapman. Chapman, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Angbers. No, they say she was out of bounds. Stepped on the baseline out of bounds as she tried to track down the rebound. And the Dort College defenders will retreat and play defense. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailing 69-38. With it on the left side, Briarcliff. That's Fuller. Fuller with the basketball. She comes back right side. Goes high post to Gordon. Gordon down to the baseline, and Gordon is fouled on the play. Micah Hulse picks up the personal foul, her fourth. I beg your pardon, that's number five on Micah Hulse. I missed her fourth. She fouls out with 8 points, and she is disqualified on fouls with 4:21 remaining. Manis, Angbers, and Williams checking in. Also checking in for the Briarcliff Chargers is Emily Kay. Two free throws on the way for Summer Gordon. Gordon's first free throw off the heel, no good. She's got another one coming. Coming up in our post-game show, we will check in with what's happening across the Great Plains Athletic Conference in terms of the scoreboard. Manis with the basketball on the right side. Also, Coach Greg Steensma will stop by with his post-game comments. This has been a rough one. Dort College trailing 69-38. Ashley Williams with the basketball. Comes over to Manis. Manis gives it up to Angbers. Angbers to Manis. Manis bounce pass into the lane, and it's taken away by Briarcliff. Coming up with it is Emily Kay. Kay with it on the left side. Kay over to Shipley. Shipley on the left wing picks up her dribble. 17-footer is up and good. Shipley with a two-point bucket, and the Chargers lead at 71-38. Long pass over the top intended for Shady Yeager. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 3:35 and counting. Emily Kay brings the ball up. She passes right side to Madison Kirsch. Kirsch with the basketball. Kirsch. They get the return pass down low to Kirsch. Kirsch from Rapid City gives it up to Summer Gordon. Gordon shot no good. A rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gets it right side. Driving is Manis. Manis doesn't use the glass. Tried to lay it over the lip and kicks it off the side of the iron. No good. A rebound controlled by Briarcliff. And driving the other way with the off-balance lay-in is Shipley. Shipley with four. And the defenders trail 73-38. Manis with the basketball. Manis goes right side to Williams. Williams to DeJager, and DeJager dribbles it off of Summer Gordon's foot out of bounds. Cruz will check into the ball game. Checking out of the contest will be Emily Newman. Kim Cruz to throw the ball in. Kim Cruz will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College trailing 73-38. Angbers gets it into Manis. Manis back to Angbers. Angbers out front in between the circles. Now Manis. Manis, three on the way, short, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Dort College struggled mightily here in the second half. Just three field goals made, two threes and a two. 15 points here in the second half so far for the defenders. They've been hampered by turnovers, and they've been hampered by the fact that Briarcliff has made them take their shot just a little bit quicker than they would like. Briarcliff for the basketball. Chargers running the offense. This is Kirsch. Kirsch gets it back out front. And the shot clock has expired, and they didn't realize that the shot clock was winding down. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. Full court in front of them. Ashley Williams gets the ball into Tegan Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis to Williams. Williams in the lane. Tries to dump it underneath, and Paige Angbers. I beg your pardon, Shady Yeager, unable to reel that pass in, but it was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Mackenzie Shipley to throw it in. Throwing it in is Angbers. Angbers gets it into Manis, and Manis is knocked down as she went for the basketball. Katie Schulte whistled for the personal. And Manis will go to the free throw line. Tegan Manis, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She'll shoot 2. That is foul number 2 on Schulte. Free throw by Manis is up and good. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw coming here for Manis. This one's up and down. Manis makes both free throws. She's got 4 points. And the Dort College defenders back on defense. Long rebound taken down by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball into the front court. Kim Cruz backs it out. Passes right side over to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis lays it out front for Ashley Williams. Williams 3, missed it. Too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out by Shady Yeager. It'll be Dort College. I beg your pardon. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So Dort College will fall to 0-4 in the conference, 6-5 overall. Charger basketball. This is Kay. Kay to Fuller. Fuller middle of the lane. And now reach in foul called on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for her second personal. And the Briarcliff Chargers will shoot free throws. Shooting this free throw is Courtney Klassen. First free throw, no good for Klassen. She's got another one coming. So Briarcliff has gone to their bench here in the second half quite regularly. Second free throw, no good. And the defenders trail 73-40. Pass into the front court for Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz over to Williams. Williams left side, Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis to Angbers. Angbers with the ball. She goes right side to Ashley Williams. Ashley Williams at the free throw line. Comes back over to Manis. Manis lob pass down low. Coming up with it is Yeager. Yeager shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Cruz. Her shot no good. And the rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Briarcliff pass comes left side. Three-pointer on the way. Is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Ashley Williams for Dort College. Defenders trail 73-40. Left side pass is Angbers. Angbers reverses it back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Manis. Manis on the right side. Gives it back over to Williams. Williams, Manis. Manis runner in the lane. Good. Tegan Manis with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 73-42. 73-42 our score, and Briarcliff will dribble out the clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Our final score, Briarcliff 73, Dort College 42. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lose by a final score of 73-42. Dort College had the lead down to 12 with a basketball at 40-28 with 16:41 left to go in the contest. They were unable to convert Briarcliff then went on a 18 to nothing run to go from up 40-28 to up 58-28. Andor College never challenged again in losing by the final score of 73-42. Andor College was led unofficially by Michael Holst and Paige Angbers with 8 points apiece. Briarcliff Chargers were topped by Kaylee Blake with 14. Maddie Murren tossed in 12. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers if we get the official stats right after this. Here's how the numbers shake out from the first half of our doubleheader tonight. Andor College trailed 37-23 at halftime. They lose by a final of 73-42. Andor College was 10 of 46 shooting for 21.7%. Briarcliff, 26 of 59 for 44.1%. Andor College, 4 of 17 on threes, 23.5%. Briarcliff, 6 of 18, 33%. Free throws, Andor College, 18 of 23. Briarcliff, 15 of 22. Rebounds, Andor College had a 39-36 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Andor College, 28. Briarcliff, 14. Andor College was led in scoring tonight by Emily Newman's 8 points. Beg your pardon. 8 points for Micah Hulst. Paige Angbers also had 8. 6 for Abby Chapman. 4 for Emily Newman. 4 for Kim Cruz. 4 for Tegan Manis. And 2 for Ashley Williams. 3 each for Cassidy Vredevode and Shane Dieger. Shea Dieger. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 14 for Kaylee Blake. 12 for Maddie Murren. 9 each for Jesse Korick and Lexi Henschke. 4 for Mackenzie Shipley. 8 for Sloan Masters. 2 for Summer Gordon, 7 for Morgan Hansen, and 8 for Molly Snoozy for their total of 73. Rebounds, Kim Cruz had 3. Emily Newman had 8. 4 for Abby Chapman. 9 by Michael Holst. 6 for Paige Angbers. Maddie Murren led Briarcliff with 4 rebounds. And Molly Snoozy had 4 rebounds as well. Emily Newman had 1 assist for the defenders. Shantae Williams had 8 to pace Briarcliff in that category. Broadcasting from the campus of Andor College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Andor College Basketball on KDCR. GPAC score so far tonight, final, Briarcliff over Dort, 73-42. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 76-71. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan, 73-38. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 69-61. Doan and Concordia at last check. Concordia led it by 5. That game is played in Seward, Nebraska. Morningside remains the only unbeaten team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, both overall and in the league. Just scratching through the standings and on the fly. And I think I can give those to you now. And we will see if that Concordia Doan contest goes final here in the next few moments. Morningside is 5-0 in the conference. Doan was 4-1 entering play tonight. Concordia 3-1. One of those is going to take their second loss of the year. Briarcliff goes to 3-1 with their win here this evening. Mount Marty is 2-3 along with Midland and Hastings. Hastings is idle tonight. Dakota Wesleyan is 1-2. Northwestern is 1-3. Nebraska Wesleyan and Dort are 0-2 and 0-4 respectively. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back to wrap things up for the women's portion of our broadcast right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. They've gone final with Concordia and Doan. Concordia wins at 62-54 in women's play. Concordia is now 4-1 in the league. Doan slips to 4-2. Well, that's going to do it for the women's broadcast portion of our basketball doubleheader this evening. Once again, our final score, long night for the defenders. They lose to Briarcliff, 73-42. Let's take a short break and be back with the men's pregame right after this.